happy August 1st to you. Welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning, Real Radio 104.1. I am Russ Rollins, along with Angelique the Dancer Queen, who, by the way, is chatting with you during the breaks. If you go to the Real Radio Monsters YouTube channel, there's a little chat area there.
Yeah.
You can be a part of that. Check it out.
Yeah.
And subscribe and all that good stuff. And then we've got one more week, right, for the Orlando Weekly thing. I thought that last week was it. But it
ends August 6th.
Okay, yes. If you can still vote. I know we've got a bunch of nominations, but, you know, I don't know if people are actually taking time to go vote. But if you
want to go to
the Orlando Weekly, and it'll say right there, Best of Orlando, and you can kind of click on that. And one thing we do want is we'd love to see Angel win for Best Sportscaster, because it will drive some sportscasters crazy. And now it's time for Angel to bring you Monster Sports, which is different than other sports.
Yeah.
Monster Sports brought to you by Monsters.fm. Go to the website, get all the content that you have available here from the Monsters. We've got podcasts, TikTok trends.
I took video from Friday when we were out there, and you could see video of the people in line getting the whiskey and how to order whiskey if you want to get the Majestic Monster whiskey now.
Yep, so go to Monsters.fm, get all that information, please. It is August the 1st, so it is your duty to visit the website once a month.
Yes.
Today's that day.
Yeah, just go check it out.
Go hit it up.
Mm-hmm.
As we were talking in the last break, Bill Russell, sports icon, passed away at the age of 88.
Yes.
Bill Russell goes down as the greatest winner in the history of team sports.
Of any sports. Yeah, because I guess he won in college, and he won the Olympics.
Interesting that you bring that up, Russ. Let's run it down by the numbers.
Yeah.
Bill Russell's legacy is beyond well-known. And here we go. He won a record 11 NBA titles, all with the Celtics, and was a 5-time MVP. He never lost a winner-take-all game in the playoffs and was 10-0 in Game 7s.
Wow.
Right?
Damn.
We get caught up in this argument here nowadays about who's better, LeBron or Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And by the numbers, he wipes the floor with them.
Now, who's that other old grumpy white guy that always says he's the best? There's an old grumpy white guy. There's Bill Russell, and there's an old grumpy white guy. What's that guy's name? Dang on it.
You're not thinking Bill Laimbeer.
No. The one that says he's the best. All right, go ahead. I'll figure it out in a minute. It's some old grumpy white man.
He was an Olympic champion, a 2-time NCAA champion, the first black coach in major American sports, and the only player coach to win an NBA title. He revolutionized the way that the NBA played defense. Career averages were 22.5 points, 50. Or I'm sorry, rebounds were 22.5. He grabbed 51 in a game. He grabbed 49 rebounds in two other games. Here's an interesting tidbit. Russell is just the 5th NBA MVP to pass away. Gives you an idea how young the NBA is.
Yeah. Right.
A majority of their MVPs are still alive. The MVPs that have passed away so far, Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, Moses Malone, Kobe Bryant, and Wes Unseld.
Wow.
So just to give you, again, the importance of his impact in the NBA and as a winning champion. Now, there's only one other guy, professional sports, that can match him in championships.
Who is it?
If I give you the guy's name, will you guys be able to pick the sport? Or do you want to pick the sport and I'll give you the guy's name?
Well,
give the guy.
Give us the guy's name and we'll see if we can figure out what the sport is.
The gentleman's name is Henry Richard.
He's the biggest lacrosse player that's ever existed. 15 lacrosse national champions.
No.
No. Everybody knows that he was very, very big in bowling. He's a bowling champion, yeah.
Not bowling. Angelique.
He's a football star.
Football star. No, yeah. Not a football star. No. Los.
For the audience again, the name so everybody knows.
Henry Richard.
Henry Richard is a cricket champion.
No, Henry Richard is a played for the Canadians, Canadian professional ice hockey player, and he matched Wilt Chamberlain with championships at 11. We got 10 players that had 10 championships. Yogi Berra, Sam Jones. We had two players with 9 championships. Joe DiMaggio, Claude Provost, and then we got 8 players with 8. Tommy Heinsohn, Casey Jones, Sad Sanders, John Havlicek, Maurice Richard, Red Kelly, and Jacques Lemieux.
Lemieux.
Angel.
Yes, sir.
You know, I know you followed Bill Russell for a long time, and did you see Jerry West, kind of the things he said about Bill Russell, how, you know, everybody's going in on the old NBA. Bill Russell only won 11 because he was playing against plumbers, and he was playing, like, literally what J.J. Redick said, right? Mm-hmm. And I love J.J. Redick, but Jerry West went off and saying, like, Bill Russell would have crushed all these people. He's like, me, myself, I had the highest vertical. J.J., what did you do in the league? Honestly, that was that impressive. My point is, people don't put Bill on this pedestal. Well, they do, but they don't put him like LeBron. They don't say LeBron or Jordan because of his competition. But to say that this guy wouldn't have dominated in any era
yeah.
Hey, is ridiculous. The one I was trying to think of that always says he was the greatest is that Bill Walton. Like, the old Bill Walton guy. He's always,
he says he's the greatest?
He does. Bill Walton, you remember him.
He says crazy stuff. I've never heard him be that kind of braggadocious about his gameplay. His career was shortened because weak knees.
Yeah. Bill Russell... I mean, why is it he's not in the conversation? He's got 11 rings. Why do people...
Okay, so what happens is this, and this, again, we're information age, social media age.
Bias, recency.
All those things. So for most of
us,
because the NBA is so young, and because a lot of the fans today that get into these arguments, they either got pulled into the NBA because of Michael Jordan,
right.
Or we'll put it this way. There's the generation that got pulled in because of Larry Bird and Irvin Johnson, right?
Right.
After that, Michael Jordan superseded all of them. After that, it was Kobe. After that, you got LeBron James. You know what I'm saying? So it's every generation has their heroes. And so the guys that were to be arguing for Bill Russell, they're just not in the bars.
Yeah,
they're not even on the social media.
Yeah, they're not
on
social media.
You don't got like an 72-year-old guy like flame emoji, Bill would have lit them all up. You know, like it's who's in there debating it. But you got to think, he was ahead of his time. How tall was Bill Russell?
He was 6'9", 6'10".
6'9", 6'10", able to move the ball and shoot. And Wilt looked at him like,
Wilt couldn't do nothing with him. And Wilt was bigger. Wilt was 7'1", outweighed him, was a bigger guy, and he couldn't do nothing with Bill Russell.
He's the prototype of what every great NBA player is right now. And Bill Russell would still tell you, hey, I would have stomped your ass. He looked at Shaq, he looked at all of them, he said, I still would have beat, because that's the kind of player he was, you know?
Can I tell you something stupid I saw on Facebook? And I get rid of people all the time because I accept a bunch of people on my Facebook and then I see stupid stuff and I'll get rid of them. And one person was like, Bill Russell, he hated white people. I don't like him. And I'm like, dude, he's married to a white woman. Shut up. You have no idea what you're talking about.
That's sad, man.
People are just block and delete. Block and delete. But anyway.
No, the best is to restrict them because then they think they're still posting and nobody sees their stuff. So I just restrict people.
Oh.
It's fun. Because they're like, look at me, I'm getting one over. Nobody's seeing your stuff.
Oh, gotcha. I can do that now. I like it.
Yeah. Today's the day. If you've been following or keeping up to date with what's going on with Deshaun Watson, today is the day that the NFL is supposed to come down and hand out their what they're going to do with him.
So he's the NFL quarterback.
He's a quarterback that used to play for the Texans, now is in Cleveland.
Allegedly, or I guess every time he went to go get a massage, he wanted a happy ending.
Yeah, it's not alleged.
Like he did.
Now it's proof.
Yeah, it's proven, and he's got like 26, 28 out-of-court settlements.
And are they saying that he actually grabbed them or groped them, or is it just
some groping? There's a little bit of everything.
Everything. It was the buffet so many. It's almost like he was in a Brewster's Million type of situation where a billionaire said, "You must meet 60 masseuses in 30 days." I mean, it's so crazy.
And the other part, Los, is like there's lawsuits that were thrown out towards the Texans, and they settled those because they felt like the Texans were kind of
culpable.
But now he has the starting position for the Cleveland Browns.
So we're going to find out if he's going to play. Yeah, we're going to find out if he's going to play this season.
Do you think is going to happen, Angel?
I think he gets... I would love for him to get suspended for the season. I think that would be the beginnings of maybe trying to send this message, right? Because the NFL Players Association is involved, and they're already trying to get this agreed upon in the sense of, hey, when the judge comes down and passes out this ruling, we don't want you guys to automatically appeal this. Let's go ahead and accept this punishment and move forward. If they get that in play, then I think the suspension's probably only 3 or 4 games.
For a guy like that, if he was suspended just for this year, Does that, I mean, like...
It doesn't mess up his money. That's the thing that's dirty about all of this.
It doesn't mess up his money. And his age, he still can play several more years.
Say, all you've done, if you set him out for a year, you've extended his career a year. It's a year that he's not getting hit.
Is he contending that none of it happened? Is he saying that...
We haven't heard anything from him.
Oh, he hasn't talked a lot. But, you know, the NFL, once again, they're sitting back with their monster whiskey around the table, laughing, because, like, oh, NFL's so worried. He's like... We suspend him for 6 games. Everybody's worried. And the second he comes back, the biggest ratings for the biggest dirtbag you've ever seen. If we don't suspend him long enough, we're going to get attention. Like, they,
right?
People are going to watch him. They're going to watch him. It's like a prize fighter that you hate. You're going to watch him to see fail.
You should have seen
him,
like, it was interesting seeing the Cleveland fans, how they reacted to him when he came out to camp.
What did they do?
They cheered for him.
Let me ask a question. Okay, so I honestly, when you know, everything happened with Michael Vick, I'm like, oh, well, no one will ever forgive him. This is, you know, dogs. People love animals and dogs. He will never be forgiven. He was, for the most part, right? He went back, he played. It's not like...
He did his time. He literally went
different.
To jail.
Yeah.
So being a part of a dog fighting ring where the dogs died and stuff,
He did his time.
But that's I think the difference here is that he went to jail, Russ.
Yeah.
There was a court case.
He did.
Was found,
you're right,
guilty.
Yeah.
He went to jail.
Did his time.
Did his time. Paid.
And people,
you know what I'm saying?
Came back and helped the cause.
Community service.
This guy is buying his way out of doing any of that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Winning solves everything. And it's going to be the weirdest thing, okay, to have Cleveland. Deshaun is an elite player. He's not just your run-of-the-mill like quarterback. There's a reason they signed him for that insane amount of money. So here's the story. The first, he does it. He gets suspended 3 games. He comes back. He starts dropping bombs. And he's taking Cleveland to this run. I hope it happens just so the NFL has their hands all in this dirtiness. It's just fun to watch.
So, Angel, like, that's the guy, Deshaun Watson, is the guy that the Miami Dolphins were looking at.
Yeah.
But because of everything happened with their coach and everything, there was too much
controversy. That was the other Brady thing too.
Yeah, they were trying to get Brady and Deshaun Watson, but because of everything that happened with their coach, and now their coach suing the NFL, like, they just kind of dropped it all, right? They just said, "Screw it, we're not going to be able to get Deshaun."
I think the baggage got to there's teams that were interested, and then they had the backlash of it, and they were like, "Okay, this isn't worth it."
Yeah.
There's a bunch of teams that kind of stepped away from that. So, again, like, we'll see what the NFL does today, and then, like we mentioned before, DC United over Orlando City goes full time.
Hey, let's take a break, and you can continue this when we come back, because I didn't give you enough time for sports. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So that way you can talk about Orlando City,
UFC action,
and there's some other sports things I wanted to ask about. So we're going to continue the great monster sports that you should vote for in the Orlando Weekly for the best sports in town. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
We're in it for the likes. Real Radio 104.1 on Facebook is powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
From the
Oh, yeah, one of the questions that we keep getting, Angel, is, I went to BevFly.com and ordered my Monster Whiskey, and it says that that we have some. It's the next batch.
Next run.
It will not be the white label. The white label, the 100 gone. Bottles of white label, gone, but it's the next batch.
Sayonara.
And it's the way it's going to look from now on, which it looks really cool.
See
you
later.
So when you ordered, if you ordered, as soon as it's done, next batch, you get first, shot at it. They'll send it to you. And you can order now if you want to at BevFly.com. Thank you to everybody that came out on Friday. It was great meeting a bunch of folks. Out there wasn't an angel.
That place is cool, man. It would brings up some interesting broadcast opportunities down the road, I think. That room is really a lot of space, and it's a really neat thing that Bobby does there. He's the GM there at that he's the owner of BevFly.com, or that location there on iDrive. So,
yeah, nice guy. We're very close to, what's that other place? It's huge.
Fun spot,
right around the corner.
Because I was thinking maybe we could do some sort of a race kind of a thing. And
I was bummed out by the Adidas outlet shop right there next door to it.
Okay.
It was a mess.
It kind of is a little bit of a mess.
That place bummed me out. I was going in there ready to spend some money, and the place was such a disarray and just... Oh. madness. I literally turned around. I was like, I'm not going in here. This is crazy.
Did you go into the Nike store, though?
The Adidas one was right next door.
Well, I had to get to my truck and eat the rest of my bologna sandwich.
Dude, we got to talk about that place. I got a bunch of really cool information about FK Your Diet, and they do some really neat stuff there. So
yeah. Nice folks. Appreciate that. We're going on with Monster Sports because I know there's a couple of other things we didn't get to cover, and obviously Orlando City is you know, big deal here in this town.
It's frustrating, though, sometimes, and this is the frustrating part about being a fan. One second, your team looks all world.
They looked so good.
They looked so good in cup play.
It was great to be there.
I don't know if it's like psychological. I don't know if it's just like rising to the occasion. But in cup play, Russ, these guys are answering. They've answered the bell every single time. They've got themselves to the finals in the cup. Right,
right, right.
And so for everyone, soccer in general, all over the globe, during the seasons, they have tournaments and things that they happen during their regular soccer seasons, you know? And so the cup thing is one of them. And what you would hope is that energy, that momentum, would transfer over to regular MLS play, mm-hmm. especially when you're playing DC United.
Oh, that's our main rivals, right?
We should have just handled that game.
I hear about DC United all the time.
It's probably just because we were giving tickets away to that match.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Probably because when you say the name in reverse, it's hilarious. CD's nut. That's DC backwards, Russ.
Oh.
CD's.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so we go
Monday jokes.
I
was trying to figure out how you say United backwards. That's what I thought you were doing.
that's what he got hung up on, like, Ryan. You made it too complicated.
My bad. You're right.
Complicated.
Alan was a thinker.
So we go full time against DC United, and some just really bad goals at the end there, and we drop that match 2-1. Our next match is going to be Saturday, August the 6th versus New England. And hopefully, you know, get that momentum going back.
Right.
Let's see. Los, you mentioned about, we were talking about the NFL and everything going on with Deshaun Watson and how, you know, you mentally pictured all the executives at the NFL just laughing and scoffing, right? Well, we found out how much the league made last season, and it was $11 billion. Now, the evaluations for the teams came out. Who do you guys think is number one? The most valuable team in the NFL is?
Dallas Cowboys.
Which makes no sense. When's the last time they won a title?
Never. A garbage team.
Okay. Now, that's coming from a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. So,
and what? I'll put up Pittsburgh history up against Dallas Cowboy history any day of the week. And they could just shut up about it.
When was the last time they were in the...
Relevant? Yeah. Dallas Cowboys? Not in the last 10 years.
So how is it they're always the most valuable
team?
Jimmy
Johnson is a consummate promoter. He's made the biggest stage for that game to be played.
Stadium is just phenomenal.
Go look at that stadium. Jerry Jones has been on it. That stadium is, there's nothing like it.
You said Jimmy Johnson.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Jerry Jones.
Yes.
That stadium is a cathedral to football.
And weren't you just there recently, Angela?
I was, and as much as I don't care for the Cowboys, I had to give props to it.
It's beautiful.
I've never seen a stadium like that, and the fact that he makes money off of every single thing. They give tours all the time. It is a constant thing from the morning to the
attraction.
The fact that the guy bought the marble tile place in Italy because they wouldn't give it to him at the right time tells you right there, I mean, that's a boss. You think you're a boss, you're not a boss until you buy
that
company.
Just go out and buy the company.
No, come on. So stuff like that's amazing.
Cowboys are valued at $7.64 billion.
Yeah.
The teams that had the biggest valuation increases are the Titans. Well, they went up 5 spots from 2021. The Bears went up 2. The Raiders went up 2. The Chargers went up 2. The biggest fallers, this means that their valuation fell. Now, on average, each team is worth $4.1 billion. But these four teams, their valuation fell. Colts down 3 spots. The Commanders down 2. The Commanders, obviously, because of all the legal troubles that they're in and the ownership questions. The Ravens are down 2.
New England.
No.
Oh.
The Dolphins.
Wow. Ooh.
The Dolphins are down 2.
Why is Dolphins?
Oh, because all the cheating?
I don't know if it's that. I don't know if it's, again, questions with ownership, Los.
Well, yeah. That new coach looks pretty good.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Again, with
I hope they don't tell him. I hope they don't ask him not to win like they did with his pass coach.
Right. Mm.
Yeah, so what will happen with the Dolphins is going to be this. Is if they're winning and they're doing it on the field, people are going to be excited, and that's going to continue to.
I am right now excited about football season. I'm excited about the Dolphins. I want to get behind the Dolphins. I have been enjoying watching baseball. Man, every time Aaron Judge gets up.
Holy, like he hit like another dozen home runs over the weekend.
That guy is a home run machine. He broke
Maris's record. The record that we were talking about on Friday.
Yeah.
He exceeded that. He had another walk-off home run. Dinger to save
and
some
grand game. Slam on top of it. Yeah, he's prime time. This is as close as the Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, and it's a home run thing.
Yeah,
but it's exciting to watch this dude just knock him, and he's not this super emotional beast that like is screaming.
He has no emotion.
He's just like, this is what I do. Yeah. You know, like a Barry Sanders kind of.
So, and I'm watching, going, okay, is there any way for him to cheat? Like you know, because the other players are like, oh, these guys were taking steroids or whatever, but they check him for steroids. His bat, he can't, you know,
they're juicing the balls.
He can't put cork in his bat.
They're juicing the balls.
The stadium is a little. The gripes are that the Yankee Stadium's a little closer. I mean, they're silly. This guy's a beast. Yeah, he's a giant man who hits home runs, and that's what Pete Alonso does, and that's what, you know, these other players do. They hit dingers.
Baseball's such a weird sport because it's just not homogenized the way the fields are. You know, you can have these,
every park has its own little intricacies. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, that's what, you know, over the weekend, I pretty much just hung out in the pool and watched the TV, and we watched some baseball in the pool, and it was fun, man. Have a couple drinky poos, watch a little baseball. It was fun.
I'm not sure if you caught this, but so NASCAR was back at Indianapolis this weekend. It was, and they changed the Indianapolis racetrack into a road course. It was absolutely insane. The level of professionalism with NASCAR drivers has got to increase if they're going to make this work. What they did was they ran the track in reverse. First turn, you could get like 6-8 cars wide, and it was a lot of chaos during this race. But with all of that, Tyler Reddick was able to get the victory there. So congratulations to him. And the F1 racing, they had the F1, the Hungarian Grand Prix, and Max Verstappen coming from the 10th position ends up taking first place. Lewis Hamilton comes in second.
Yeah.
George Russell takes third, so the Mercedes takes second and third again. Ferrari completely screwed the pooch on this.
Yeah.
Messed up the tire selections for their drivers. And in other F1 news, Alonso is moving from he's going to be driving for Aston Martin next season. That deal was signed overnight, so pretty good news for him.
I have one more sports thing I want to cover with
you. Get at me, dog.
No.
What's up?
Man.
What'd you do?
Happened last night. He shouldn't have done it.
Oh, wait. Is this your boy? The wrestling thing?
Ric Flair.
That was last night, wasn't it?
It was. Oh, my gosh. You know what?
Sad.
It's just like the movie The Wrestler. You know, you don't know when to quit. You still want that adulation. You still want that crowd. And it was sold out, man. It's a sold out match. Ric Flair, basically, it was Ric Flair against Jeff Jarrett. There were two other guys that were younger, you know, like Jay Lethal and someone else. I forget what his name was. But, you know, everybody went to see Ric Flair's last match. And, man, it was bad. Yeah. He looked 73. He looked 73. He did keep his shirt on, but hell, I did too. But you know, he kept for whatever. He kept his shirt on. He did the pink hair flare thing where he cut himself and got all the blood and everything. But
let's see some of this because I didn't get to see. I just saw the video of like Undertaker and all them like coming over and hugging him like he's some young chap out of the game.
He
too
just
soon.
Looks it's like an old man.
Give me a break.
Come on, Rick.
No.
Did you get to the end though? Does it spoil it if I tell you who won?
You were going to play?
I can only play so much of it.
Yes, Angel.
So that was that extreme, right? And then there was
Ric Flair won, by the way.
Yeah, there was an actual amazing UFC fight. I don't know, Los, if you got to watch the championship fight.
I didn't. Yeah, but Amanda Nunes, but I watched the prelims.
Yeah, Amanda Nunes basically was able to claim her title, her belt back. And I think it was one of the most interesting fights in this regard. She could have put this fighter away, I think, in earlier rounds. But every time she let her the fighter went to the ground.
Yeah.
Amanda took a step back, let her get back up.
Come on.
And it almost was like she was punishing this guy, this her competitor, and kind of giving a shout to their CEO. What's the guy's name again? I always
Dana.
Dana White. Like, don't make me fight. These fighters are inferior to me. You know?
Well, it's true. You're right, Angel.
Oh, I'm sorry. Breaking news. You only hear this with Angel Rivera's Monster Sports. Breaking news. Did you see that about Deshaun Watson?
No.
6-game suspension.
I basically called it.
Yeah, you called it. That's right. That's why you're the best sports announcer in town. 6-game suspension is what Deshaun Watson got. So, I mean, what do you think?
What is it? 16-game season.
16-game season. So first 6 games, yeah, he sits out. He practices with the team.
Los is going to be.
Oh, can he practice with the team or no?
I don't know the what the stipulations are, but Los is right. So he's probably going to get to go through all through training camp, and then if he has to miss 6 games, I don't think he gets to be with the team during that time. I don't know how quickly he's going to have to be. You know, he's going to stay in shape, stay conditioned, do all that stuff on his own. But 6 games into a season, that's a ton to try to get reacclimated with your team. So,
yeah.
Man, who knows what shape Cleveland looks like. You know, they could be 0-6 at that point.
Right.
And then if you're 0-6, do you want to bring Deshaun into that? You know? And if you're the team, or do you just want to go ahead and just write the whole season off? So it'll be interesting with that. They have a bunch of decisions to do.
I mean, they can just ask Roethlisberger and stuff what happened, you know, how he and the team handled it. Because wouldn't that be almost the same?
No.
Type of thing?
How many games was he suspended?
I think it was two or three, something like that.
He only had three.
Yeah. So, but in other, like, back to the UFC, because this was amazing.
Yeah.
Amanda Nunes was able to get her belt back, and I thought in very convincing fashion. Like, she's going to go down in that weight class, or just as a UFC fighter, as one of the greatest of all time.
Oh, easily. I mean, it was weird to watch that first fight, because Pena is great. But she actually knew how to beat Amanda. And then Amanda went southpaw on this fight, which you could see Pena's reaction was like, what?
He like switched up like Rocky did.
Switched up, and
then she had nothing for her.
She had nothing for
really?
Her.
Nothing for her. I always thought that was some fakey thing that Rocky did.
Nothing for her, and then it ended up being 5 rounds of pain.
So that's when you're fighting like regular, you know, whatever, and then you switch to southpaw like halfway through or at the end of the fight
just to throw him off. Well, kind of. A lot of fighters can switch. They can go back and forth. But Amanda was known for her style, and Pena figured that out and beat her. It was a huge deal. But even Amanda did not look like Amanda in that fight. She gave up quickly in the clinch. She was going through some stuff. She got some new coaching. And then this is a champion coming back and going like, let me show you how it's done, even though she got her face beat in,
too.
But Amanda and Brian... a lot of great fights.
No, so, what I found telling was this, is, and you could usually tell this after the fights and everything, not one of the experts, not one of the commentators, nobody was asking for a rematch.
Yeah, it was pretty decisive.
When you get at that point, they're like, oh, they need to fight one more time. No one's asking for that rematch with Amanda Nunes and Pena. So I thought that she basically answered the bell on that. And that's Monsters.
All right, when we come back, it's time for the Nerdy News with Jeff Kaufman. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. How would you like to leave us a message? Well, we'd love to hear it. Just go to the iHeartRadio app. That iHeartRadio app is pretty cool. You can hear, you know, shows from the past, you know, like last Friday, last week, last month. It's the podcast. Go check out all the different, you know, each one's like an hour. You can check them all out, and they got little titles. See if you can figure out what the hell we're going to talk about by reading the title. That's hard to do. That's up, you know, live stream. You can live stream us through the iHeartRadio app and leave a message, and we'll play those messages a little bit later on in the show. All you do is click on the microphone, leave the message, and Ryan will play those a little bit later on. What's up, y'all? I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan and Angelique, and it is time for the Nerdy News with Jeff Kaufman. He was not with us last week because he was in San Diego for the biggest comic book convention in America or in the world? Probably the world?
The world.
In the world, yeah, Comic-Con in San Diego. How was the trip?
It was amazing, but before I get to that, I want to congratulate all of you on selling out your whiskey.
Yeah. The first 100 bottles went in like 2 minutes. Crashed the site, and now it's good. You see the bottle? There's a bottle.
Yeah, I see it. I see a bunch of bottles. There's one in front of Ryan. Yeah. Ryan's not going to drink his, so I'll take his. No, I know. Somebody actually said to me, they said, Jeff, I will give you a bottle if you take me to Comic-Con next year.
Oh, wow.
And I got to be straight with you. You know, I'll say it's a little tempting, but... That's a very expensive trip.
There will be a bottle of Majestic Monster Whiskey, the white label, at the poker tournament, which is coming up soon. And it'll be in the silent auction. So you can get one of those collector item ones at the poker tournament. You're playing in the poker tournament, right?
Yes. Hopefully I will be at the same table as you like we did last time. I can go all in on the first hand and win the award for Biggest Loser. Yeah, that was good.
That's right. Yeah. So I'm excited about
that. I had aces and you had kings. And you pulled the third king.
And did I win?
I didn't?
Okay.
I was the first one out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was at, and it was so funny. I said, no matter what happens, I'm going to go in on the full hand because I want to be drinking with everybody. There's nothing wrong with hanging out at the table, but I wanted to be with the people.
The next day, I'm going to Alaska for that Alaskan cruise. And so I kind of want to just go all in as soon as I get there so I can go home and get some rest. But I know me. I'll probably still try to win.
Yeah, I mean, you were there for a while. But yeah. All right, real quick. On Thursday, we're going to be doing Bullet Train. That's the Brad Pitt movie.
Yeah. It's getting good reviews.
This was the guy who did Deadpool. What's nothing wrong with it? Don't listen to Russ.
Yeah, didn't look good to me. But okay.
How does that look good? Brad Pitt killing people, getting shot at on a train. Works for me. So we're going to be doing that. We still have about 15 pair of tickets left. Go to contest@coffinlynn.com.
All right.
And Under Oath has been doing real well. Ryan and I will be interviewing Samantha Brown from the Travel Channel and PBS this Saturday, so that's fun. And yeah, San Diego, a lot of stuff was coming out.
Comic-Con. I love Samantha Brown. I love me some Samantha Brown. She seems to be a sweetheart, and every show she does, Jeff, I always go, gosh, I really would like to go where she went because she does a great job.
Yeah, she gets VIP everywhere. It's the craziest thing. They go, oh, this is me sitting on top of this mountaintop of this chalet that normally runs 50,000 a night.
Yeah. But,
and I love her and kind of hate her at the same time. I do.
Yeah.
It's a love-hate thing.
It's good
work. I want to be doing what she's doing.
Good work if you can get it, right?
Exactly.
I mean, who gets that job? Only somebody that likable could get that job.
Yes,
right. You're
because
right.
Because you would
you're
hate right. every anybody else who had that job.
What is she up to now? Samantha Brown. She was a Travel Channel kind of. She was the Guy Ferrari of the Travel Channel.
She's now doing Places to Love. On PBS.
Oh, gotcha.
So I'll be doing a pre-interview today, and then Ryan and I will be talking to her tomorrow. So I'm really excited about that. So, San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, talk to me about Comic-Con. Okay. Was it as busy?
Was Samantha there?
I went with you several years ago.
No.
Was it as busy as it was the last time you were there?
No.
No.
No. We had COVID protocols, so there were masks and everything else like that. And that was, you know, listen, I was just glad to be there. It was fun for me to be there. It was an amazing trip to be able to see with Jolly Jane and everything, the new books, and that was a lot of fun. And also, we have some nibbles, so we don't know. I have some meetings about the future of Jolly Jane. That's kind of cool too. So that's exciting. Big thing happened is the new villain from is the High Evolutionary in Guardians of the Galaxy. Now, a lot of people don't know what that means. Well, people might remember that character from the X-Men cartoons. So that they're using a villain from X-Men.
Yeah.
In Guardians of the Galaxy means that we are not too far away from X-Men completely taken. So I think Disney has their big convention next month, I believe. And I think they're going to announce an X-Men movie.
So that was the big Comic-Con nerds, like they all were excited about that.
Well, Marvel beat DC like baby seals.
Yeah.
It was painful. This is what happened. They're in Hall H. You know, The Rock comes out, did a good job for Shazam.
Oh, did he? He came out.
Yeah.
Came all in smoke and stuff.
Yeah,
it was a big
amazing,
reveal.
Big reveal. Yeah.
Did he
gave
booed?
Away free IMAX tickets. Nobody's booing at me. Everyone got free tickets.
They said, what I read was, I wasn't there, but what I read was he brought up something about him fighting Superman, and then everybody booed because he said...
Henry Cavill deal.
He said, if it's the same Superman or something... And then people booed because they don't want Henry Cavill
under
to not
breath,
be Superman.
They all got free IMAX tickets to see Shazam. People were happy. You know, when you get the free stuff in Hall H, everyone gets excited about stuff. But Marvel came in and just... I was getting pictures from my buddy who was in there. And it was just picture after picture of Marvel just like... Going over the top and just talking about phases and everything else. And DC's like, we got Shazam.
Yeah.
You know? Jeff, it's funny you said it because I follow a couple guys who were at... You just super hardcore, saying Marvel's not going to announce anything. It's all going to be DC. They're going to be overlooked. And I'm so glad, because this is the guy who hated Tracksuit Mafia too.
Right.
And he was so wrong. And Marvel went in and laid everything out. I didn't see it as like a straight up ass whooping of DC like you, but you were there.
Oh, so everyone walked out of there. The DC presentation takes about 45 minutes to an hour. Marvel just kept going over the top for like hours.
Yeah. Boom, they're like, boom, we can't take boom. Anymore.
It's not even close anymore.
DC was like, no rematch.
It's like not even in the same. Yeah, it's not even the same. You know, arena. But now DC, a League of Super Pets.
Yep, I'm going taking Jacob tomorrow night.
That's gonna be a massive hit.
Well,
23 million.
23 million is not massive hit.
No, I thought it was next weekend. I didn't know.
It's this weekend. That's not exactly.
And you had The Rock, and you have Kevin Hart.
Yeah, but you don't have them. You have their voices.
Yeah, and I'm not a big fan of like celebrities as voice actors.
Why?
I just think it kind of it takes away jobs that could be like go to actual character voice actors, and like having The Rock as a character doesn't necessarily sell me on it.
Well, it's not selling you, but think of this way: Carol from Minions. I mean, think of it that way. One of the biggest TV actors ever plays Gru in Minions, and that as of right now. That figure is $710 million worldwide.
Mm, right.
And trust me, if you would have just had a regular anime actor, that movie would not have done that.
So going back to Comic-Con, because you were actually out there, what was the big buzz? Was it The Rock coming out in his costume? Or?
No, Marvel? I think it was Marvel. I think it was Feige just unloading, just dropping things, saying, this is the way this movie is going to go, this is the way that movie is going to go.
Any surprises? Were you surprised about any of the...
I think what was happening was all the celebrities that just kept coming out over and over and over. And he had a hat on, a Marvel hat, that was already selling. He gave it to everyone in the audience, got one.
Yeah.
But that thing was selling for like $500 by the end of the day.
Do you see where Feige said that, hey, he would love to have Ryan Gosling play Ghost Rider? And Ryan Gosling said he's in. So they're in that negotiation.
Well, I just saw him in Gray Man. That just came out.
It was good. What'd you think of that?
I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was a great movie.
I thought
movie.
It was awesome, too. Yeah. I thought it was
for $200 million, I can understand they put a lot of good money into that.
Well, and they're already going to do a second one. There's a second one in the works.
I mean, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a smart movie. I thought it was well done. I mean, it's weird watching it on Netflix, because it's kind of a massive movie I would have rather saw in a theater. I was a little disappointed I didn't see it in theater, but
Jeff,
I was on the plane.
You think people appreciate the scale of that film on Netflix?
You can't tell. That's the problem.
You know what I'm saying?
Watching on TV, it doesn't... If I was in the theater, I would have been like, Bullet Train, for example. You know, I have to see it in the theater. I probably will not be amused with that movie on screen. And I think when you put $200 million into an action movie, you want to see, people on the screen. It's harder to appreciate it on TV.
I think what Netflix needs to do is they need to accompany it with a theater release. It needs to have a vibe to it. I know they'd be coming out more money, but I feel like when I watched, and I didn't even finish it. It was so good that I'm like, oh, I'm gonna finish this later.
It was
but
over
I,
two
I'm
hours.
Watching, yeah, I'm watching the grand scale of this film, and I'm like, this is a massive... Massive.
There was a lot going on.
But Carla, don't you think, because of the pandemic now, that we now are going to consume movies differently than we ever did? Because I know for us, like, we want to see this DC superhero thing, but I really didn't want to go to a movie theater.
Okay, hold
on.
I can watch it. $700 million.
I can watch it at home and be just as happy.
No, Minions, $700 million. Top Gun, $1 billion. I mean,
what's
people are back. The point is, people are paying to see movies.
But my point is that some people, I'm sure, are like me, and they decide, this one I can watch at home, this one I could go to see it at the movie theater. There's two like there's a new one about the crawdad thing.
The crawdad thing.
I want to see
it's a great
but I'm not going to go to the movie theater. See it. I'll wait where it comes home and I'll do it at home. So there's several movies
I kind of think that's the way it's been for a long time. People pay-per-view in less than a month. It's been happening over a period of time. Yes, you are going to see lesser movies at home.
Yeah,
I think what you got. I think it's kind of the reverse, guys. We were, and I agree with Jeff. Like, it kind of has been happening for a while. The pay-per-views, the downloads, and all that stuff. But a year ago, a year and a half ago, people put a nail in the coffin of the movie theaters. They said it's over.
No way,
it's coming back, and it's coming back stronger because it's a part of the overall puzzle, a major part of the overall puzzle of what how films get made. That's where they're making their money, is on these box offices.
Who do you give credit to for saving the movie theater? Is it Tom Cruise?
James Bond.
James Bond? That was the first one you think?
That's the movie that got me to
Marvel. Marvel.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. There you go.
Spider-Man. That's probably it. All right, we're going to take a little bit of a break. When we come back, we still got Jeff Coppin. If you need to get hold of Jeff, it's #546. That's #546. I'm sure you got more to tell us about from Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah.
And other upcoming Marvel things, because really DC has, they got nothing, right?
Yeep.
Yeah, they got nothing. All right, don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Tickets for the 2022 Real Radio Texas Hold'em Charity Poker Tournament are available now. Go to realradio.fm/poker for details.